Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of one of the biggest names in tech, Apple Inc., ticker symbol AAPL. Whether you're a long-term investor, a swing trader, or just curious about where Apple stands in today's market, this video is for you. We're going to break down everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and even a SWOT analysis to give you a full 360-degree view of this tech giant. So grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. Apple needs no introduction, but for the sake of context, we're talking about a company that's been at the forefront of innovation for decades. From the iPhone to the MacBook, Apple has redefined how we interact with technology. But beyond the shiny products, Apple is a financial powerhouse with a market cap of over $3.8 trillion as of the latest data. Today, we're not just here to admire their success, we're here to analyze whether AAPL is still a solid investment in 2026. We've got a ton of ground to cover, including their latest earnings, revenue breakdowns, and some critical insights into their future. Stick with me. Let's kick things off with a quick company profile. Founded in 1976 and headquartered in Cupertino, California, Apple Inc. designs, manufactures, and markets a wide range of consumer electronics and services. We're talking iPhones, iPads, Macs, wearables like the Apple Watch, and a growing services segment that includes Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and iCloud. Under the leadership of CEO Tim Cook, Apple employs over 164,000 people worldwide and operates in the highly competitive consumer electronics industry within the broader technology sector. Their mission? To create products that seamlessly integrate hardware, software, and services. And they've done that with a brand loyalty that's honestly unmatched. But as investors, we need to look beyond the brand and into the numbers. So let's move on to the financial meat of this analysis. Now, let's talk revenue, where the money comes from, and how it's trending. For fiscal year 2025, Apple reported total revenue of $416.6 billion, a solid increase from $391.4 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by product category, the iPhone remains the cash cow, contributing a massive $209.59 billion, or roughly 50% of total revenue. Services, which include subscriptions and digital content, brought in $109.6 billion, a segment that's been growing steadily and offers high margins. Macs and iPads contributed $33.71 billion and $28.2 billion, respectively, while wearables, home and accessories like the Apple Watch and AirPods added another $35.69 billion. Geographically, the Americas are Apple's largest market at $178.35 billion, followed by Europe at $111.3 billion and Greater China at $64.38 billion. What's interesting here is the rebound in China, with recent news highlighting a record $25.5 billion quarter in the region driven by iPhone 17 demand. But keep in mind, rising memory costs and supply chain constraints could pressure margins moving forward, as noted in recent reports. Overall, Apple's revenue diversification between products and regions is a strength, but let's see how this translates to profitability. Moving on to earnings, Apple just crushed it in their latest report for Q1 fiscal 2026, as reported on January 30, 2026. They beat expectations with strong iPhone sales driving record revenue. While exact figures for the quarter aren't fully detailed in our data, news sources like Yahoo Finance and Fool.com note a significant uptick, with iPhone 17 adoption and market share gains in China playing a big role. Analysts are buzzing about this performance, but there's a catch. Investors are looking for more clarity on Apple intelligence and AI initiatives. CEO Tim Cook also flagged rising memory prices as a concern for gross margins in Q2. So while the earnings were a win, there are question marks about how Apple will navigate cost pressures and competition in the AI space. Let's see what management had to say about this. Unfortunately, we don't have a detailed earnings call transcript summary for the latest quarter in our data. However, based on commentary from industry experts like Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities shared on YouTube and Bloomberg, the narrative is clear. AI is the story for Apple in 2026. Ives emphasized that Apple has been somewhat on the sidelines with AI compared to competitors, but partnerships like the one with Google Gemini for Apple Intelligence could be a game changer. He also suggested that iPhone price hikes might be on the horizon due to rising costs. Additionally, supply chain challenges, particularly memory shortages, were highlighted as a constraint on meeting iPhone demand, as per CNET reports. Management seems aware of these headwinds, but the focus remains on leveraging AI and a potential supercycle in memory to drive growth. We'll keep an eye on future calls for more specifics, but this commentary sets the tone for what investors should watch. Let's dive into Apple's financial statements for a deeper look at their health. Starting with the income statement, Apple's fiscal 2025 net income was $112.01 billion, up from $93.74 in 2024, with earnings per share rising to 79 cents from 6.11. That's impressive growth, driven by higher revenue and operational efficiency, with a gross profit margin of 47.3% and a net profit margin of 27%. On the balance sheet, total assets for 2025 stood at $359.24 billion, with cash and equivalents at $35.93 billion, a decent liquidity buffer. However, total liabilities are high at $285.51 billion, leading to a debt-to-equity ratio of 1.3, which suggests Apple is leveraged but still manageable given their cash flow. Speaking of cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was $111.48 billion, with free cash flow at $98.77 billion, strong numbers that show Apple can fund innovation, dividends, and buybacks. Return on equity, ROE, is a staggering 159.9%, reflecting excellent use of shareholder capital. But here's a red flag. Current ratio is below 1 at 0.97, indicating potential short-term liquidity risks if obligations pile up. Overall, Apple's financials are robust, but the leverage and liquidity metrics are worth monitoring. Now, let's tackle valuation. At a current stock price of $259.48, Apple's market cap is $3.81 trillion. The trailing PE ratio for 2025 is 32.49, which is above the industry average of 22.92 for consumer electronics. Looking forward, the 2026 forward PE is estimated at 32.08, dropping to 28.42 by 2027, suggesting the stock is pricey, but expectations of earnings growth could justify it. Price-to-sales ratio is high at 8.75, reflecting Apple's premium branding. Enterprise value is $3.86 trillion factoring in debt, and free cash flow yield is 3.23%, which is decent but not screaming undervalued. Compared to peers, Apple's PE premium is narrower than in recent years per Seeking Alpha, but it's still not a bargain. The dividend yield is low at 0.4%, so this isn't a stock for income seekers. My take? Apple's valuation reflects its dominance, but at these multiples, there's limited room for error if growth slows or AI initiatives underwhelm. Let's break down Apple's position with a SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, Apple's financial performance is rock solid with record revenue and high margins, especially in services. Their brand loyalty and ecosystem lock-in are unparalleled. Once you're in with an iPhone, you're likely buying AirPods and subscribing to Apple Music. Weaknesses? High product pricing could alienate cost-conscious consumers, especially in emerging markets, and they're playing catch-up in AI compared to rivals like Google or Microsoft. On opportunities, the AI space is ripe for Apple to make a splash with Apple Intelligence, and growth in markets like China shows untapped potential. Threats include supply chain disruptions, memory shortages are already biting, and intense competition in tech, where innovation cycles are brutal. Macroeconomic headwinds like inflation could also dampen premium product demand. Apple's in a strong position, but they've got challenges to navigate. Let's check out Apple's recent stock performance. Over the past week, AAPL is up 4.92%, a nice short-term bump likely tied to the strong earnings report. However, it's down 4.98% over the past month and 4.39% over 3 months, showing some volatility. Looking longer term, the stock has gained 24.12% in 6 months and 9.21% over the past year, with a remarkable 93.44% return over 5 years. Compared to the tech sector's 23.62% 5-year gain, Apple is outperforming, though it lags the sector's 17.37% one-year return. On the chart, we're seeing resistance around $261.90 from the recent high, with support near $252.18. Short term, I'd watch for momentum if it breaks above resistance, but rising costs could weigh on sentiment. Long term, Apple's trend remains bullish, but near-term choppiness is possible. Now let's estimate Apple's intrinsic value to see if it's over or undervalued. Using a discounted cash flow DCF model, we'll project future free cash flows based on historical growth rates and discount them to present value. Apple's free cash flow for 2025 was $98.77 billion, and assuming a conservative growth rate of 5% annually for the next 5 years. Factoring in market saturation and competition, followed by a terminal growth rate of 2.5%, we'll apply a discount rate of 8% given their beta of 1.09 and market risks. I'm also factoring in potential margin compression from memory costs and CapEx needs for AI development. Let's crunch the numbers and see what we get. After running the DCF, Apple's intrinsic value per share comes out to approximately $240. With the current price at $259.48, this suggests the stock is slightly overvalued by about 8%. This aligns with the high PE ratio and reflects market optimism about AI and iPhone growth. However, if Apple accelerates AI monetization or sees stronger than expected services growth, there's upside potential. On the flip side, supply chain issues or a broader tech slowdown could drag this lower. This is just one model, so take it as a starting point. Combine it with other analyses before deciding. So what's the final verdict on Apple? They're a financial juggernaut with incredible brand power, diversified revenue, and strong cash flows. The recent earnings beat and China rebound are positives, but rising costs, AI competition, and a lofty valuation give me pause. For long-term investors, Apple remains a core holding if you believe in their innovation pipeline, especially in AI. For shorter-term traders, watch the $261 resistance and be cautious of volatility from macro or supply chain news. My intrinsic value estimate suggests it's slightly overpriced, so I'd wait for a pullback before adding shares. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on AAPL? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.